Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Saturday, April 17th, 2010.
Episode 6.05, the pre-draft NFL needs part one show.
Woohoo! The draft is around the corner,
that's
people.
That's right. So this is a special weekend edition of NFL Rants and
Raves. That's right. We like to keep you guessing and always wondering what's going on.
Cover the NFC East and the NFC North.
I got the draft going here. Ready? Here it goes.
Lions select Matthew Stafford, Jason Smith, Aaron Darius Hayward.
How is that the draft?
Mark Sanchez.
It's just getting us in the spirit.
I see. Because that's
the draft. That was a little fast draft from last year. From 2009. And now it's the 2010 draft. And it's going to be good.
Yes.
Tonight we have the NFC East and the NFC North that we're going to be covering.
And we've got plenty of NFL news.
More drama ensues from Pittsburgh. Boy, if I'm a Steelers fan right now, I'm like thinking, I don't know. I'm glad that the hockey team's doing well.
There's more drama in Pittsburgh.
Oh, my. There's people associated with the case that are quitting their jobs.
And for all you fans of the Miami Dolphins, the 10 Gid Jr. experiment is over. All this coming up in a bit.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
I like the sounds of that.
Well, the sounds of the
Jeff Ellis and Steven Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves. I like it. We got ourselves a program for you tonight. We got some good stuff. We got the Cowboys, the Giants, the Eagles, the Redskins, the Bears, the Lions, the Packers, the Vikings. And we got so much news.
And we would like for you to remember that you can still vote for your favorite Eminem's character. It's not too late.
Excuse you?
Vote for your Eminem's favorite character.
Haven't been participating, haven't known about it at all, don't know what it has
to
do with football.
You could win $50,000.
I probably can't.
It's a major ad on NFL.com's website right now.
Well, we certainly want to promote their website and not ours.
No, speaking of ours, www.nflrandr.com.
I'm going to call it...
R-A-N-D-R.com.
I'm going to call it version 2.5.
It was 2.5, is it?
I don't know. There was one that there was an early one.
Yeah, but the early one didn't count.
Well, okay, well, so it's 3.0. It's called 3.0.
Nobody visited the early one. The early one was beta.
All right.
So this is 2.0.
This is 2.0.
Because the one that existed for
beta.
A long time was 2.0. No, the early one that you're talking about, that one was beta. That was, I think maybe 5 people saw that one.
All right.
And then the one that existed prior to this one.
Well, 2.0 is usually pretty good.
So this is 2.0.
When you get to 2.0 releases, you're usually into a viable product.
Yeah, this is pretty good. I've gotten a lot of compliments. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
I worked very hard, people. And thank you for coming out. The comments are coming. They're starting to flow. Don't be afraid. I've seen a lot of people that have registered on the website but haven't quite left a comment yet. Jump in there, leave comments, let us know
what
you like.
Join the fray.
Someone, called me a boob. Actually, they called us a pair of boobs.
Quad boobs.
We're their
believe.
Favorite pair of boobs that they've actually paid to listen to.
Well,
it's
you know
a show
what?
Donor.
Hey, if you're a show donor, you can call us anything you want.
You can call us boobs.
As my mama said, call me anything you want, just not late for supper.
All right, Jeffrey. Any other little side tangents so we can get out of the way quickly before we head to NFL news? Because there's plenty of it.
Well, all I got to say is I am covered completely in sawdust.
You've been working.
I've been following in the footsteps of a great carpenter.
Yes. Okay.
I've always been partial to the bumper sticker. My boss is a Jewish carpenter.
Nice.
And that'd be Jesus for those who can't play along at home. Yes. I've been doing the wainscoting for the dining room for the kitchen remodel that enters week 5 of a 3-week project.
Week 5 of a 3-week project.
Yeah.
So are you over, obviously over schedule.
You're way behind.
You're way behind schedule. And are you over budget yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's always
no,
not
and it's
good.
Impacting summer vacation plans.
Oh,
which is too bad.
You know what?
So sad.
The cool thing about
I'm so sick of eating now. Go ahead.
When we redid our kitchen Of course, this was prior to us moving into the house.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it when you're not living there.
Exactly. We were way before the project was supposed to be finished. So we were, not only were we on time, we finished early, and we were way under budget.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
And I like that a lot.
I'm insisting on a lot of... It's no secret that Jeff's on the fussy end of the spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll own it. I'll own it.
Fussy.
I'm fussy.
Yes. Are you going to be fussy tomorrow, by the way? Because I can't have fussy tomorrow.
No, the only, you know, the last time I went, and I'll let the cat out of the bag.
Don't let the cat out of the bag. Don't.
What, just let people wonder what we're going to be doing?
What's going to happen tomorrow?
No, well, last time I did the thing we're doing tomorrow,
yes.
I was with somebody that was a complete pain in the bahocas.
Oh, yeah.
She was the worst. She was such a nag, and she was constantly this and that and this and that and this and that. And so there'll be no nagging.
Was this prior to your wife?
No, this is just recently. I've been in the last month.
Oh, but you were not there with your wife.
Yeah, she was there.
Oh,
but I'm not talking about my
took
wife.
Somebody else.
Yes, I'll just call her Mill. That's an abbreviation for those who can't do the math at home.
Okay,
Mill, mother-in-law. Mill. Yeah, no, it was Adam and Susan were down, and Adrian was here. And the
now I'm actually really bummed that I didn't get asked to participate in that event.
Steven, you would not have enjoyed yourself in the least.
I would have kept her in check, man.
You don't keep
her
in check.
You need to take me
to contain
put
her
in check. I contain her very well.
She's just oh my gosh, what a nuisance. Why can't we tell people what we're doing tomorrow? It's fun.
No. I want it to be a secret. Who knows? People will show up there. And then we won't be able to have fun.
They're not going to even listen to the show and have time.
Hello. Yeah, people will listen.
If they build it, they will come.
Yes, they will.
Not before the first post.
And Jeffrey.
I mean, posting on the thing, not posting.
Yeah, you're a boob. All right, let's just get straight to the NFL news. Because there's lots of it, and we'll start where, Jeffrey?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Steel City. And oh, my gosh. You know, the Ben Roethlisberger story will not go away. And,
and now he might be forced to go away.
Yeah, no, he'll probably be taking a little break. And we want to congratulate with Charlie Batch. See the backup there? He'll probably get a few snaps.
I don't know who backup is.
You might want to find out, friends, because you're going to be probably seeing him. I'm guessing 3-game suspension. That's my guess. They're going to say 4. They'll appeal and they'll settle on 3.
Here's my problem with this. And
how much of the case do you know? Because I know quite a bit. I've read everything.
I read a lot of that.
Okay, I've read the police report and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have no patience for people who want to sit here and go, what a guy does on his own time should be his own Have you read what he did? No one disputes certain facts about this case. And if you've read those, then I'm fine with you having an opinion. Right. But I'm not fine with people who just going, you know, guy, he's only 28. He's out there sowing his oats. Good for him.
Yeah, but there's a way to sow your oats, and there's a way not to sow your oats.
And this is the not way to sow your oats, by the way.
My problem with this, and you know what? I've had a lot of problems with the commissioners over the commissioners.
Well, the commissioner keeps calling.
Over the last several weeks.
Yeah.
And you're right. I've been avoiding myself, and you'll notice the
phone phone's
is
not
off.
Even, it's off.
It's off today. But here's my problem with the commissioner is... He is walking this fine line where people, some people, not me, but some people, and the only reason I bring this up is because I've been approached by several players, ex-players of the game, and some friends who listen to the show who wanted to hear my take on this.
Ah.
And their take, and this was 5 different individuals, and 2 of them played in the NFL a while back.
Why do they want to know your take on this?
Why? Because we just... Hey, what?
Sorry, it's a fine line. I was just...
Okay. I don't think I need music for this right
now. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Paul McCartney, fine line.
Yeah. my take was, well, their take was, when is it that the commissioner now is going to start hearing
get involved?
The race question?
Oh.
Other individuals in the National Football League, according to these guys, who are African American, who got in trouble once, maybe twice.
Once. Ties.
Immediately.
Feet times in trouble.
A suspension came down. Boom! And it was quick and immediate, and the fist came down.
Uh-huh.
There was no suspension after the first accusation.
Uh-huh.
And here we are with the second accusation, and there still is no suspension of Ben Roethlisberger.
Now, can I speak to that a little bit?
Please. I you know what? I looked at these guys and I was like, I don't even know what to say.
I do. I know exactly what to say. Okay. The reason that no one's heard anything and that they're trying to keep this down on the QT for the time being is because of a certain event that takes place in 4 days, 18 hours, 51 minutes, and 50 seconds.
The NFL draft.
This is the biggest week of not football for the National Football League. And the last thing they want to ruin their little party. This is the same thing as Warren Sapp get in trouble on Super Bowl weekend, where that's the last thing anybody wanted to have was any bad press on their biggest day, on the right. When the dance floor is all theirs. This is the same thing. This is the biggest non-football related event in the calendar year for the National Football League. The last thing they want is any sort, especially one of our franchise players, the guy who is the face of the league, to be brought before the public court of opinion and to be just for the league to look bad.
But Jeffrey, he's in the public court of opinion. By not suspending Ben Roethlisberger, you're stretching this story. You're making, oh, don't you think?
What the commissioner,
come NFL draft. Everybody's going to be there, and I'm not talking about the NFL Network guys, but they—if they're true to their
being
their,
journalistic, their journalistic integrity,
there you go. That's what I was looking for. They're going to say when the Pittsburgh Steelers come up the draft, what do? If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers,
quarterback, you better be thinking about taking a quarterback.
Exactly, and that story isn't going to go away. You suspend him now. You end the story. You finish it. It's done. We dealt with it and move on.
I think
and
if it
now
had been,
that story is nothing to do
I
with.
I think
the
if
draft.
It had been 2 weeks prior. Maybe you could get it under the rug in time. They want
you've
all
got
circuits.
Rooney saying that they're listening to trade offers for this guy.
Here's the thing, is that Art Rooney is doing what the Steelers do, which is that they don't put up with a lot of nonsense from their players. And I don't think that Rooney is checking in with Goodell to see what Goodell would like. What Goodell wants, and he made it very clear in his press conference and in his statement to the media, what he wants is to do a thorough investigation. And by thorough, he's thinking around 2 weeks it's going to take to be very, very thorough. Why 2 weeks? Because the draft will be in the rearview mirror, right, and their big media event that they've spread out over 3 days.
You need two
trust
weeks.
Me, it's going to hit the fan. No, but that's why they picked that number.
I know, but Jeffrey, this the accusation happened so long ago.
It did. But it's now gotten to the point where the DA in Georgia weighed in on it just a few days ago, 4 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on that knucklehead.
Well, and how about the police related to the case, including, I've got a rant on one of Ben's personal assistants who also happens to be a Pittsburgh PA cop who's out there. He's got a side gig helping Ben out, doing fan mail and answering correspondence and scheduling appointments and going to appearances with him.
Yeah.
And standing outside of bathrooms to make sure that girls' friends don't go in there and find out what Ben's trying to get up to. And this guy really needs to question to protect and serve. To protect and serve whom? Ben Roethlisberger would seem like it, not the innocent. And when you've got the kind of money that a Ben Roethlisberger has, you get this feeling of invincibility, and Ben has had it for a long, long time. The motorcycle accident was no issue. I feel like playing the Terry Bradshaw bit again. I'm not going to. But Terry is just, he was right. He's like, look, we have seen a clear pattern here of knucklehead behavior from this young man. And now we're seeing a pattern of behavior that is bordering on malicious and destructive and abusive to women, and it's got to end. And the league will not deal with it and will not let it come up to bubble up to a full boil until after the draft. They've got it. Steven, this is the first year that they've spread it over 3 days. Okay. They can't let it, their little party, it's like Christmas, gets ruined. You know, the turkey gets burned for Christmas.
I'm sorry. An article that's going to get posted on NFLR&R.com tomorrow, the same day this show comes out, is me saying I'm disagreeing with that.
It's not because he's white.
There is no one person in the National Football League, and what this article is going to talk about, is how no one person in the National Football League encompasses the league. Defines the league. The league Correct. Does not have one person that is its face. It could do away with anybody.
Not John Madden.
Anybody. Boom. And it will continue to be the juggernaut that it is.
Oh, sure.
So look out for that article.
Okay.
And so Ben Roethlisberger and whatever happens, let's say tomorrow, not tomorrow because it's Sunday, but Monday. Let's say Monday, the commission comes out and says 8-game suspension.
He's not going to.
But just
okay.
Let's say,
okay.
You think that's going to stop people from watching NFL draft Thursday, Friday, Saturday? You'll get more numbers because now more people go, what's the Pittsburgh Steelers going to do? They don't got a quarterback for 8 games.
They don't want, first of all, it's going to be the biggest number wise draft in the history of the league. It's going to continue to spank American Idol and whatever else
exactly.
It is that might be on, regardless of whether Ben's in there or not, because a preseason football game between the Browns and the Rams will draw better than the season, the series finale of 24. It is just the way it is. And these are things I like, but they want people watching the draft for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons, because of all the egg on the face that is on the collective face of the NFL.
Well,
Steven.
There's a little egg, in my opinion,
there's
on
a
the commissioner.
Big old, it's a triple
right
size egg, brown egg.
Because
it's, a turkey
it's like, look, commish, okay, you are usually quick. This is the I will not have someone stain the shield. The shield is what it is.
The shield's got a bunch of blood all over
and
it.
You
man.
Know what, commish? This is a big old fat stain on the shield, and right now you
this
kind
is a
of
dookie on the shield.
You haven't put the Windex on it yet.
No, you need one of them pressure washers from Home Depot. Okay, you got to go down there on aisle 21, shelf B, get the pressure washer, hook it up to your hose, turn that baby up to 11, and then spray for about an hour, and maybe the shield starts to look a little bit better.
Well, there, you know, you might quickly say. That it is all because of the draft, but I'm starting to hear those ex football players that are telling me
I'm completely accustomed.
You're completely accustomed
to people wanting to play the race card, and there's it's
nobody
not
has.
That
nobody has.
Okay, well just
but these
ex
players are saying you
it's
know
the
what
draft.
You know I don't know.
It doesn't hurt the. I don't disagree completely.
Whatever happens to Ben Roethlisberger is not going to hurt the draft.
I know, but they don't want that to be page one. They want the draft to be page one, not Ben. And I agree with you that by putting it off, perhaps they're keeping it above the fold of the paper for far longer than it otherwise would be. You get it over and done with, and then it moves below the fold, and then the draft becomes above the fold in page one.
That's the way I would have done it.
Well, and I agree that if they had jumped on it immediately, but they let it linger, they let the Georgia DA handle things, and
if
he was slow with it.
Stuff linger.
Festering wounds get infected.
Festers like Uncle Fester's bald head.
Uncle Fester's bald head. And
yes, that's what it's become.
It's become
right
an
now.
Affection.
I've been doing a lot of research and stuff, and every time I hit a page that is Ben Roethlisberger, all I can think of is Uncle Fester's big, bald, nasty, moldy head.
See, I think of, because I've been doing a lot of woodworking, there's something about woodworking when you're kind of a wuss. Your hands, I woodwork in bursts.
Yeah,
I build a project and then I'll go 6-7 months and not build anything. So my hands get really wussy.
Yeah,
And so I get splinters like mad.
Ooh, I can't. You know what?
I had one under my middle finger here, Steven. Right under the nail.
Thanks for flipping me off, I guess.
I'm just showing you where it was. Right under the nail. I now understand why it is that it is defined as torture to stick people things under people's fingernails.
Yes, it was quite bad. Okay.
But anyways, the point is when those things get inside there, then they start to get infected. Yes, when they get infected, then there's pus.
That's what's happening.
Pus starts to build up, then it's amputation time.
There's a bunch of pus around the shield, and the commissioner isn't doing anything to fix it.
He needs an antibiotic.
But I was actually told, I was actually called, what was I called by the technical director at the University of Dallas? I was working on a project where I was working on building some stuff for the set.
Building.
Yeah, this is some set and some props, and I was building some stuff, and I had to rip this board, right?
On a table saw.
And I ripped the board, and the just sawdust everywhere.
You can't breathe through your mouth. First of all, you should be wearing a mask.
I ripped, just everywhere. I'm covered.
I changed shirts
twice
today.
So I ripped the first piece, and I turned it off. I went in the bathroom, wiped it all, got all clean and stuff. Went back, ripped another piece.
So
the technical director comes out and he's like, "Why do you keep turning it on and off?" I'm like, "I gotta get this stuff off me." He's like, "You're a damn little pretty boy. That's who you are. Get out my shop. Damn pretty. This is how you rip it. Stand right there."
Yeah.
You know, you ripped them
Dude,
all
you
really
should
quick.
See the dust coming out of my shop today.
Hey, thanks, Stu. That was awesome. I mean, you ripped those boards like that. I mean, and I was like, and then I would go dust off.
I've been coughing up black stuff all day. I got black lung disease from sawdust.
Like, "Steven, it is good that you can act and you can be in front of the stage. Because you are not meant to be backstaged."
There you go.
I'm like, "Thank you, Stu." So there you go. The Pittsburgh Steelers are in some state. And how about this?
The Georgia police officer who testified in the case resigned. I mean, there's so many weird little twists and turns in this case. Mm-hmm. Everybody, it seems that Meadville Police Chief Woodrow Blue on Friday, he confirmed that Sergeant Jerry Blash resigned a day before the Georgia Bureau of Investigation made public all documents related to the investigation of the 20-year-old woman's claim of Ben Roethlisberger sexually assaulting her. And here's the deal. Why do people resign, Stephen? Why do people resign from jobs?
Because they're asked to.
They're usually given two choices. Resign or...
You're fired.
Be fired. And usually, if it's even in the remotest realm of gray, you are permitted to resign and take the high road rather than be fired.
So there's
people close to this case in the Georgia Police Department that would have been fired because of how they handled the situation, how they handled this case. And it seems very, very probable, and I would say perhaps even racially involved, that it certainly helped him being a younger white male.
Right.
There's where I will go race. It helped him. Okay, I will not say that had he been black, it would have gone completely differently, but I will say that it helped him. See, racism takes many forms, and this was in the South.
Yeah.
But racism takes many forms, Stephen. There is favoritism, and then there is out-and-out prejudice against, right? You know what I mean?
No.
You're a white, good old boy, so I'll look the other way.
You guys give each other free stuff. I've seen the skit.
I know it's
real.
Eddie Murphy and we get free money. We go to the bank, we just get money.
Hey, pay it back whenever you want. As a matter of fact, don't pay it if you don't want to. I've seen it. You guys give each other free stuff.
Yeah, that is not hating, though. that is giving deferential treatment.
I'm not saying that I'll buy. Okay.
That'll buy. Did Ben get preferential treatment? Heck yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this or not, but we should kind of wrap this whole Big Ben thing up with a bow. The Pennsylvania State Trooper who was with Ben Roethlisberger, though, is under investigation.
That's my point. He's the guy that does fan mail.
And he's under investigation.
Good. I mean, dang. And the fact that he pretends to be a bodyguard.
And I'm
going to
throw
his
name out there, Trooper Ed Joyner.
Well, we don't know anything about Ed. Ed may have he may have saved kittens once in his life, but this week hasn't been a good week for Ed.
This week he's under investigation, so there you go.
Speaking of, we need a little bit more good old boys.
Oh.
And we're still in the...
we just started. Good old boys again?
San Antonio Holmes, fine coming.
Just a good old boy.
Just a good old organization, never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Just as Ben Roethlisberger will be held accountable, so will the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if Roethlisberger is punished, the franchise is facing a fine upwards of six figures, possibly in the neighborhood of $200,000, chump change, for the behavior of Roethlisberger and former Steelers wide receiver Santonio Holmes. 2 seasons ago, when the NFL implemented its personal conduct policy, it also mandated that teams would be responsible for their players' off-the-field transgressions. And any player run afoul of the personal policy conduct guidelines, the team also will be accountable. So this is going to... I tell you, I look up at the beautiful black, dull black Steelers helmet with the little steel logo there. Yes. From Steel City.
On one side only.
Only on one side, because they're too cheap to put the logo on both sides. But they're not as cheap as the Browns, who don't have a logo at all. but I look at that. That has been one of the proudest franchises in the history of the National Football League. And I tell you, that you talk about staying on the Shield logo. The Steelers logo, I feel very, very badly, because the Steelers fans are generally some of the best in the league. They're the most passionate in the league, some amongst, I'm not saying they are the most, but they're amongst the most passionate in the league. They live in some of the toughest conditions. They face some of the toughest economic situations always, even under the best of circumstances. Yep. And I feel crummy for them, because they are in for a long, long season. The 2010 season will be known as the season we would like to forget.
Okay. I actually thought you had this good old boy, because we've got another one.
Oh, just goody. A good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw, been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
You're not going Jerry Jones, are you?
I don't know, maybe. No, Jerry, don't get me started on that
story. I'm fine with Jerry. Jerry and I have never been better.
All right.
People don't go around secretly filming people at private parties and sneaking it out to TMZ and grabbing $100,000. You're a slime ball if you do that.
You are lower than a slime ball.
Seriously.
You are.
Get a man liquored up.
When you befriend someone and get them.
An old man, and you get him liquored up.
And you know that he is a little trashed.
A little?
And then you secretly videotape him so you can put out with that.
Golly.
That person. You know what? And I'm sorry, Jerry, that happened. And you
Me
know
too.
What? It's his opinion.
Yes.
I'm with Jerry. I don't think Tebow. He's got 3 quarterbacks. He's got Tony Romo, John Kidd, and Steve
and
McGee.
And what does he say? He's never getting on the field.
He's never going to get on the field. You're not going to get on the field.
That'd be called a statement of fact. That wouldn't be called a slam on anybody.
What do you want?
He didn't even slam Parcells. He said, you know I love Bill.
Exactly.
In his little drunken stupor. He slurred, you know I love Bill. But come on. I love where we're at right now.
Oh,
I need another Budweiser. So that's not where you were going. Where are you going?
No, I'm not going. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns. Got a good old
What'd
boy.
What'd they do?
Running back Chris Jennings on Saturday.
I don't know this one.
Apparently ran into a little problem.
That's in quotes.
He was jailed. He was jailed on suspicion of assault, Jeffrey.
Stop hurting people.
According to the Cleveland Plain Dealer, he was at some club named the Velvet Dog.
Oh my gosh. Now,
first of all,
we've got to be the dumbest team in America.
Gosh.
This is apparently the Warehouse District Dance Club, the Velvet Dog.
And fucking idiot.
He got into trouble at 2:15 a.m.
You know, I still want that. I had that John Cougar piece. John Cougar Mellencamp from Nothing Good. Mom always said nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
It's always after 2 a.m. Why? Because that's when the
clubs
close.
That's when the clubs close, the bars close, and people have to go home.
So anyways, he got into a little incident with a Cleveland police officer. No, not a Cleveland police officer. The police officer took him to jail. It was a doorman at this Velvet Dog place.
You know, I got a thing to say about doormen.
I don't know. Jeffrey.
Never
argue. But you know what? You left. The dude kicked you out.
Yeah.
You said your piece, and you left.
But I said my piece.
You did say your piece.
I did.
But you didn't try to beat up on anybody.
Right.
You didn't try to beat up on anybody.
He was a big bloke.
He was.
He was a big bloke. When I feel physically intimidated, you've got yourself a good bouncer.
I'm sorry for Mr. Jennings there. I don't think that Holmgren, who is now there running the show in Cleveland, he doesn't put up with nonsense like this. Yeah. He might be out of Ohio soon. Finally, if you've been out to the website, you've seen Donovan McNabb wearing his new Washington Redskins uniform.
Did it scare you?
Did you see that? It scared me a little. I was
it
like,
was weird. I know. You kidding me? Okay.
Yeah.
Instant question. Here we go.
Yes.
Here comes the question.
Yes.
Who looks stranger? And I want you to really think about this. Brett Favre wearing purple or Donovan McNabb wearing maroon? Now, here's why. Both spent about 11-plus seasons with that team, making them the franchise, elite franchise that they became in that period. I think it's a fair comparison.
Can I go with...
Now, Brett Favre, obviously...
Jerry Rice wearing Oakland Raider black?
That was just wrong.
That was awful.
Oh, dude, we can all come up with things. I can stick closer to home with Emmitt Smith wearing the Arizona Cardinals
color. Well, you saw the picture
color.
I mean,
that was horrible.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that
man,
was...
when Emmitt Smith was wearing the Cardinals, that was bad.
I think weirder is going to be McNabb.
Because these guys are both productive.
To me, McNabb is an Eagle. I mean...
Really?
He's an
More
Eagle.
Than Favre is a Viking.
The thing about McNabb
it's not just your
is
NFC
that McNabb, No. McNabb was drafted. He got drafted in 99 to a sea of boos, for crying out loud, from Eagles fans who they were
Eagles
so upset.
Eagles fans don't boo people.
No.
Eagles, you're so exaggerating.
Dude, I could show you a clip. In 99, the Philadelphia Eagles select from Syracuse, Donovan McNabb. That's exactly what happened. And you know what? He just had his big grin on his face. He's like, you know what? You can boo me all you like. I'm the quarterback of this team. And he took them to 5 NFC championship games.
In 10 years. 5-10. That's hard to do, friends.
So the thing about McNabb is about Favre, he wasn't drafted by the Packers.
He was drafted by the Vikings.
By the Falcons.
I understand that.
He came there via trade and he wasn't brought there to be the guy. He became the guy.
It was an accident. It was just a series of
And so McNabb was always going to be an Eagle.
Right.
It is pretty weird to see him. And then to see him in a Redskins uniform.
That was your question.
Because I kind of like the dude. You know, I don't like the Eagles, but I like the dude. And now that little inkling of like that I had for McNabb.
It's out the window.
Yeah, I got no love for the brother now, man.
No love for Donovan.
I got no love. I ain't
Today
shy.
Today we salute you, Mr. Way Too Proud of Texas That's guy.
Jeffrey, check this out.
Yeah.
Ed Blunt comes over to the house. He's one of the ex
let him over?
NFL players. Yeah, we were talking about some things. Because he actually knows some producers, and we're talking about some producers.
What?
Yeah. Anyway,
what?
Listen up.
What?
So Emma comes
out. We don't
out.
Know nobody.
Emma comes out.
We need help.
And Emma, my 3-year-old daughter, out of nowhere, without being prompted, with nothing, goes to him and says, "Hook 'em horns!" And she puts her fingers.
Did she say it right this time?
She did.
Because what she been saying?
What was she saying before?
Hook a horn. Hook a horn.
But she's got it perfect now.
Okay, now she got it down.
Men from lesser states may know their state's capital, but you know your state's bird, tree, and even reptile.
Love that horny toad.
It's actually the armadillo, but that's quite all right.
Is it?
I don't know.
I think they wouldn't get the facts wrong.
They might.
Sure, there are 49 other states in the union.
I love
this. But they're smaller, wussier.
Wussier.
And the people talk funny. Yankee wussy.
The people talk funny.
Oh, gosh. It is the Texas horny lizard. Horned lizard.
Love that horny toad.
Horned lizard. It's a horned lizard. It's
all
the
right.
Texas horned lizard.
We've got the 49ers acquiring Teddy Ginn for draft considerations.
Yeah, let's talk about this for a second.
Well, what we have here is simply the Brandon Marshall ripples being seen. Brandon Marshall shows up in Miami, and that makes Ted Ginn expendable.
Well, everybody was like, oh, that means they could use Ted Ginn as a true number two. Like, no, he's
no, they
not.
Got Greg Camarillo. Come on. And they got the guy, Turn On Your Heartlight. They got Brian Hartline.
Heartline. Anyway, so Ginn goes to San Francisco. The Niners give up a fifth-round draft choice. Now, I got a question for you.
Bring it, baby.
Because we were ripping on the Oakland Raiders a little bit for a few years ago, number one pick overall, they take Jamarcus Russell, and here you are just a few years later, and they're looking for a quarterback.
Right. Well, not publicly.
The Miami Dolphins.
With the seventh pick in the 2009 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select Darius Heyward Bay, wide receiver, Maryland.
I'll never get over the crowd sound. Oh, as Kara likes to say, colossal fail,
indeed.
Not just a fail, but a colossal fail. Oh, it'll be 13. Okay, so you were saying Francisco, now you have a question.
No, the Miami Dolphins, right? Because,
okay.
I mean, we got to be fair. If we're going to diss on the Oakland Raiders.
Which we will.
If back in 2007, with the number one pick, they take Jamarcus Russell. Well, in 2007, with the number nine pick overall,
right?
Miami,
they took Teddy Ginn.
Takes Ted Ginn Jr. and everybody was
hey,
like,
well,
whoa!
He's a great return guy out of the block. He's a return guy, gives you great options of the Wildcat because he can play quarterback, he can
Let
be a running back, he can be a wide
names.
Receiver. Steven, I'm not even done with the possible positions he can play.
But let me give you some names of guys they passed up on for Ted Ginn Jr.
Could have had.
Patrick Willis.
He's a beast, as Jordan likes to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, for the San Francisco 49ers linebacker, who went two picks later. Okay? So you passed up on a guy who could have solidified your defense.
Defensive linebackers are a dime a dollar. Come
yeah,
on.
Sure. Okay.
There's literally 10 good ones.
How about
league.
Who went four picks later? Cornerback Darrell Revis. Oh, he only has an island now. Okay? Revis Island.
Welcome to Revis Island.
That's where you put receivers to forget about them. Okay? All right. They passed up on this guy. And here's another name. Brady Quinn. Everybody passed on him.
Yeah, and the book's still out on him. I'm going to give him a little bit more time, just a little bit. Then I'm going to trash on him outright.
But here are some wide receivers that went after him, okay?
Now, mind you, he was drafted, Steven. I just added defense for him for the number of things he brought to the team.
Okay.
It was kick returns, it was quarterbacking, it was wide receiving, and it was running back, and it was probably even a little tight end someone had in their brain. So they thought that they had this complete player that could do anything. Okay. The problem, ask Antoine Randle L. What happens to players that can do anything? They end up doing a lot of nothing.
And that's what ended up happening. Yeah, I still can't believe that year Oakland took Jamarcus Russell over Adrian Peterson with the number one pick.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't work.
And that Adrian Peterson actually fell all the way to seventh. To the Vikings.
Well, again, I remember that draft well, and the concern was injury.
Yes, but come on, you don't. That's not a concern. I'm looking at the 2007 draft round one, and I'm just like saying,
seriously.
So round one, so the first player, Jamarcus Russell. I'm like, okay, that obviously should have not been the case. Detroit took wide receiver Calvin Johnson, and they call him Megatron now. Okay, so
Megatron.
When you got a nickname like Megatron. Yeah, you probably should have been number two.
Megatron.
The Browns took Joe Thomas at three, And the Bucks took Gaines Adams, which he's not a bust yet, but he needs to definitely start shoring up that defense a little bit. Then Arizona took Levi Brown, offensive tackle, is doing pretty good. And then the Redskins took Laurent Landry, and I actually like that safety. Very interesting. Very interesting. 2007. So just to finish up there with 2007, the Dolphins took Ted Ginn Jr. That was 3 years ago. And this reminds me of a story I heard of Bill Parcells hanging out with Tom Landry, the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Great coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Hall of Famer. And Tom Landry said, look, you know, in 3 years, the first year he may not even get in the field, but he gets a taste. The second year, he needs to show you something. After the third year, you know if this guy can play for your team or not. And Bill Parcells is always stuck by that philosophy. He gives you 3 years. At the end of 3 years, you can't do anything for Bill. Bye-bye.
He shows you the door.
And that's exactly what happened to Ted Ginn Jr. He's like, I do not care that you were a number one draft pick in the top 10.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Here's the door. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The problem is the Dolphins do get a little beef from me for simply that all you get is a fifth-round draft pick for someone you took in the number one, in the number nine spot overall.
Brandon Marshall went for a Santonio Holmes went for a fifth round.
But yeah, but that was
he's going to be out four games.
That was Pittsburgh trying to get somebody, get him out the door, and he was going to get suspended.
And he did for four games.
Right.
But you're talking about a pretty good wide receiver. And to say that there's parity there is very strange. You probably should have gone for a seventh. I'm just saying. I don't care where you were drafted. Let's get on to our assessment.
Wait a minute before the assessment.
I want to assess.
I know you want to assess.
Cowboys,
but
Giants,
I want to
Eagles,
talk about
Redskins.
How I want to see this here. I got to learn how to say the brother's name.
All right.
But Nebraska's defensive tackle, Ndamukong Suh.
Suh
yeah,
is his last name.
Suh is his last name. You know what? Can you get the NFL media pronunciation guide on Sue's name?
But again, I'm not sure that they're going to have it for someone who's not a player.
But wasting no time. The dude hasn't even signed a contract yet. He knows he's going to be number one, number two, number three right
he's
in there.
He's not going to be number one. And Ndamukong Suh, by the way.
Ndamukong?
Yeah, I just happen to know this.
It just looks like Ndamukong Suh.
A lot of names look like they actually are.
I just want to call him. You know what? Let's just call him King Kong Suh. How about that?
Well, that sounds a little derogatory and pejorative towards Japanese kinds of things.
What? He's King Kong.
King Kong Suh.
King Kong wasn't Japanese. You're thinking Godzilla, man.
Godzilla, King Kong, yeah. I'm just saying.
King
just
Kong Suh.
Just trying to keep us out of trouble, Steven.
I'm not being derogatory. I'm just, you know, he's got Kong in his name.
Okay. Okay, keep going. Don't dig your grave any deeper. That's all I'm saying.
People, if I could call him King Kong Suh, please send me an email. Actually, send Jeff an email and tell him that I can.
Yeah, because I'm busy responding
anyways,
to other things.
Suh has pledged $2.6 million to his alma mater of Nebraska.
He hasn't signed a contract.
But he's already pledged $2.6 mil, dog.
Nice.
Can you explain, Lucy?
How do you spell Suh?
S-U-H.
That's what S-U-H. He's not here. That's that beeping sound. It's me searching.
Yeah, don't be beeping
in
my ear.
I'm searching in the draft through everybody.
Newspaper in Nebraska reports that $2 million will go towards the strength and conditioning program, and the $600,000 will be given to the university's engineering department.
Oh, that's nice, I guess. Because we need more firemen or trained engineers. Woo woo!
I was like, "What does firemen have to do with the
engineers department?" Man.
Oh man, I just wanted to bring that story to light because I was like, "How can you already be giving away $2.6 million of your money? You don't got no money yet."
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know as well. I'd like to know that as well. By the way, the draft kicks off 4:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Eastern time, Thursday, April 22nd, round
so that's
one,
4:30 Pacific.
4:30, yeah, baby.
Oh,
I knew this. You knew this.
Dude. It's not about knowing it or not knowing it. It's about the
it's about work.
I'm filming that day.
Oh, well, with Nipper?
Yes.
Nipper needs to see the draft. You know that.
Yeah, I know. We'll probably be done before then.
Okay.
I hope.
All right. So, the St. Louis Rams go on the clock, of course, followed by the Detroit Lions, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Washington Redskins, and Kansas City Chiefs.
You know, there has been talk that the Cleveland Browns might trade up with the Rams for that number one pick.
Now, it would be in the best interest of anybody, including and especially the Rams, to trade because they don't have the bling to go and throw at that kind of
They will situation. If Officer Krumke buys the team 100%.
I don't, you know, it's going to be really interesting.
You know what
to
I
see.
Heard about that story what? Is that Kroenke's thinking about giving his NBA team and MLB team, and what teams did he have?
He's
hockey
got
team?
He's got an NHL franchise okay. and yeah. an NBA franchise.
Giving the NBA franchise to one of his
kids,
family members.
He's doing a DeBartolo.
And then, yeah, and then the NHL to team jail. To someone else. Give it to someone else. And then he could be the full NFL guy.
That's all the league wants. Needs. I mean, honestly, the league don't care. They just want the primary guy to be yeah. focused exclusively on his NFL
Seriously,
franchise.
Seriously, though? Come on.
But again, the fact of
the
Blazers...
That's paper. That's just
four,
paper.
But, Stephen, as you pointed out, there's at least four other teams that I know of, NFL owners, that have extensive interest in the Premier League.
Yes.
So I don't know how it is that you can say you can be involved in English soccer... And you can be involved in Spanish soccer, and you can be involved in lacrosse and rugby, but just not an American major sport.
Yeah.
That just seems a little silly. You can't own a baseball team, a football team, or a hockey team, or a basketball team. But
Joe Gibbs did have to give up his racing
career. His racing
team
career.
When he
this
came.
Is what I mean. It's just yeah. silly. And Gibbs Racing was one of the best in the world.
Was it?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know much about racing.
I do. NASCAR is the fast growing sport in America. It went from 2 to 4. A doubled.
That's mean.
It's mean. I like.
I hope NASCAR people beat you.
They have to catch me if they're going to beat me because I drive fast. Right, I did the Richard Petty experience.
I know you did. I'm awesome. A little jealous of that. I would like to drive.
Do it on a real one. Do it the California Speedway where you get a nice big straightaway. I did a stupid.
Round
I don't
and round.
No,
you did a donut.
It's called a triangle.
Okay, yeah.
And you don't have any really long straightaways, so you're almost always
triangle,
on a curve.
The over here.
No, you do not get a long straightaway to really open it up. You're always ready for the next turn. When you're going 180 miles an hour, yeah. the next turn is yes like that.
Yes like that, yes.
So
you're saying it wasn't like the long straightaway?
No, see,
and then
California
turn.
Speedway has more than a mile is each straightaway, and then
nice.
You have it's a real oval.
Yeah.
And okay. then you've got the big honking straightaways.
We'll see. I think that it would be difficult to do those turns at 180
Stephen, here's the thing.
Miles
no,
an
you
hour.
Don't. You back it down to about 140, 130. And you are okay. on – basically, the way it works, that you're on the bumper of the lead car.
Yes.
And as long as you cannot see his door, he will keep speeding up.
As long as I can't see his door.
If you're not seeing his – if you can see his door, you're not on the right line.
I see.
So as long as you are just on his bumper and you cannot see a door – then you are on the perfect line, and you can go at that speed.
Okay.
If you drift at all, high, low, then he starts slowing down because you will lose control of the vehicle.
Right.
And it is
I
a
might
rush.
Want to lose control of
you
the vehicle.
You really don't want to.
Yeah, no.
Not at those speeds. Man, I looked down at my instruments once and just about pissed my pants.
Yeah.
So let's get on.
All right, NFL.
Team reports.
It's time for the
Team
NFC
reports.
East.
Mr. Way Too Much Love for Texas guy.
Starting out with the Dallas Cowboys.
Stephen Bowen today signed his second round tender worth $1.759 million.
Yes.
Bowen had a career high in tackles with 32 and sacks with 3, pass breakups with 3.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Dallas Cowboys, by releasing Flozell Adams
mm-hmm.
and Ken Hamlin, what they did is they opened up huge needs at those positions.
Yes, they did.
And if there's anything that we learned from the debacle that was Dallas against Minnesota in the playoffs last season, is that, one, when Flozell was out, that line was not great at protecting Tony Romo.
That's right, his blind side especially.
And two, their secondary, a secondary who for some reason was able to shut out the Philadelphia Eagle wide receivers in 3 games, couldn't shut out the Minnesota wide receivers.
And you know what? Well, I think that the threat downfield is so much. Well, I don't know. You know, what Philadelphia had going on, it's very possible that they just had Jackson's number.
I think what happened with the Cowboys is they knew we eliminate Jackson. We roll the coverage over to him.
Deshaun gets two guys on him.
Yeah, and then everybody else. And then with Minnesota, they changed their system to account for Adrian Peterson a little more. Yeah. Instead of wide receivers, they didn't double anybody. They instead played the run, and yeah, they kept Peterson in check, but Favre carved him up like they were yesterday's turkey.
And I think that's part of the reason why Ken Hamlin is now without a job in Dallas.
Yeah.
I think that he was exposed, and Jerry Jones is not the most patient man, especially in those big games.
No.
And so I guess it's Alan Ball is going to try and step up and be the guy there. Tell me about him. I don't know much about him.
Young dude. I don't know much about him either, other than he did fill in when Hamlin was hurt. He's a much better cover guy, I think, but safety just doesn't cover.
Well, right. No, safety has a lot of responsibilities, it is growing and in its import in the National Football League.
I think the Cowboys need to look safety. They need to look offensive linemen. They need to look linebacker because their system just needs linebackers.
I agree. They're a 3-4 team, so you need as many athletes you can get
to take your line. Keith Brookings is on the older side of old.
Yep.
He's going to have to get replaced soon, and you know what?
He sure is.
And
good,
as
though.
Much as I hate drafting kickers, in the later rounds, the Cowboys are going to need a kicker, dude.
We got to get a whole new batch of kickers, the National Football League, with some cojones and some leg. I just think it's a head
first
game.
First of all, where are the days of the kickers that could kick it into the end zone?
Where have all the kickers gone?
I mean, the Cowboys, for crying out loud, last season carried two kickers on their roster.
You're supposed to join me in the harmony.
No, one to kick off. One, and then one to kick kicks. I'm like, you
Bueller,
have two kickers.
Bueller?
Yeah, Bueller.
And he's got it out of the end zone.
Yes,
very
which is
powerful.
Great.
He's got a cannon.
But he's not accurate with the kicks.
No, he's not. Now, so here's one
of
the things.
I don't want two kickers on my team.
Something to keep an eye on that I think you might see in the maybe first round, because they're drafted pretty late, or the second round. They brought in four safeties for pre-draft visits. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Mays of USC.
Oh, please God, not Taylor Mays.
Georgia Tech's Morgan Burnett. And he's kind of a ball hawk. And he might fit the position a little bit better, but those are some
of
the guys.
You know why I say, oh, God, please not Taylor Mays? Because he reminds me. No. Not only he's a USC guy, but he reminds me of Roy Williams.
Ah.
He's a Roy Williams kind of player.
Well, he's not,
and not the wide receiver Roy Williams. The
other Roy, not Roy E.
That's right. The Roy Williams that we let go, who was a safety. That's what Taylor Mays, and that's the word on the street too, is he's a Roy Williams, like he's a hitter, but the dude can't cover. And in the Cowboys defense,
they've
your
got
safety
enough guys that
has
hit
to cover.
And you know what happens when he hits someone really hard in the NFL?
Yeah.
They bounce off you and then they break a big
they
run.
Hit you too. So you gotta tackle and you gotta wrap and tackle.
But I agree.
Somebody sent us an email that were like, was it Cootie? Who like, I am disgusted at the tackling in the National Football League.
Well, if it was Cootie, he's right.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. In the unrestricted free agent camp, they have not been offered tendered yet. Shui Sham. Speaking of kickers, unrestricted free agent guard Montre Holland. And restricted
Did you call
free
him
agents.
Shui
Sham. I just like call him Shui Sham. It's like ShamWow. Unrestricted free agent Miles Austin tendered. Thank goodness. And center Duke Preston tendered at 122, and Gerald Sensabaugh, the safety, tendered at 18. They've got one of the things I do like about this Cowboys team is their salaries are relatively balanced. They don't have a ton of high end pay players. They don't have a ton of bottom end players.
Yeah, I'm not very happy that they just gave Roy Williams like $15 million, though.
Well, when he catches the ball, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There you go. And he certainly draws coverage towards himself. Now, that's the Dallas Cowboys. We need to move on to the next team on our hit parade is
Los Gigantes de Nueva York.
And
that would be the New York Giants, by the way.
I had a dream about Eli Manning the other night.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't anything inappropriate or
anything. Eli was talking smack about OC Umenura.
Oh, say, have you seen my urine?
Oh, gosh. Why?
Why? Because it's my thing.
Okay.
It's the way I roll. Giants general manager Jerry Reese.
Jeff has street cred, apparently, now. That's how he rolls.
No, I literally roll. I put on a few pounds and I roll.
Okay, is that how you roll?
So I roll.
Oh, gosh.
I'd say my knees started popping. I know you're talking about pitching to the kids and how much is hurting your knees.
Yes.
I was on the ground.
I got some really nice knee pads now.
So I was on the ground of the day. I was doing all my trim work and the wainscoting. I cannot tell you. Steven, I have built my dream come true. I might actually sleep on the floor next to this tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Steven, if it's possible to fall in love with wood. I cannot tell you how much comfort it brings me to be surrounded by beautiful quarter-sawn oak, finished perfectly.
Yeah.
It is so soothing. It's like an old library.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's awesome.
Give me some sticks and, you know, a roof with some leaves over my head, and I'll be good. I don't care. It's wood, dude.
Don't say that. You really scare me because it reminds me of the book. The Lost Boys. That was a very sad story. Very sad story.
Okay.
You didn't read it.
I didn't.
Oh, so sad, Steven.
I'm going to go buy the book tomorrow.
It's really sad. Wait till you get your iPad.
Oh, and by the way, my iPad. I'm not getting an iPad. I'm done with Apple products, by the way. I've decided.
For now.
No, I've decided. I'll wait for them to sell it for $150, which is what they'll do eventually. But where I was going, and I don't even know anymore. Oh, Doc Rob, the doctor up north.
Doc Rob,
just want to thank you. You don't know because I forgot to bring it bring the letter. But he sent us a nice letter, and in the nice letter was some nice stuff too. So
really,
yeah,
I like nice stuff.
Yes.
I don't know what it is because he won't tell me, but thank you.
I don't want to say it in the air. He'll get embarrassed and stuff like that.
He'll get embarrassed.
He will. It's the
Doc.
It's the Doc Rob. So
we got to get back up. You know what, Doc? We're going to be trying to get up near Seattle, and if I can get into Vancouver, I will try and get down to see you.
Oh, okay. When are we going to Seattle?
I was talking about me.
Oh,
although I priced out flights to Canton, a flight to Canton, $800 round trip.
Per person?
If we fly to Pittsburgh, per person.
How can it be $800 to fly to Canton, dude?
Well, you don't fly to Canton. You fly to Cleveland or you fly to Pittsburgh.
And how can it be $800 to fly to Cleveland?
It's like $375 before taxes each way. And so we're just, you know.
But are we flying first class?
No.
For crying out loud, for $800 to Cleveland, that's how much it costs to fly round trip to London.
That is absolutely true.
How is that possible?
Because more people want to go to London than Cleveland. It's called supply and demand. Supply side economics.
Can't more people want to go to Cleveland just this year?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's there.
Yeah.
Dude, we got to spend an extra day.
God, no. Let's get to the New York Giants, shall we?
All right. Jerry Reese been busy. You know, a reporter came up to him last week and asked about the 15th overall pick that they have in next week's draft.
Yes, yes.
And he smiled, big Cheshire cat grinning smile. He says, I don't know yet. It's going to be interesting.
I saw the Cheshire cat tonight, by the way.
I know you did. That's why I brought that up.
He was awesome. Reference. Yes, he was. Cheshire cat.
Reese playing it very, very coy about their plans for the upcoming draft.
Well,
Here's what Steven and I know.
Yes.
He may say he don't know, but we know.
And what don't we know about him? They released a lot of people. They let go of Antonio Pierce, middle linebacker.
Yep.
They acquired Antral Rell from Arizona. And to back up Happy Feet, they got Jim Sorgi. From Indianapolis.
How do you get a sore knee to back up a sore foot? Oh, sore G.
It's pretty good, sore G. And they brought over safety Deion Grant from Seattle. Now they released London Fryer. They go quite an Anthony Bryant. They let go quite a few people.
To me, the big need there for the New York Football Giants is linebacker. They've been spending a great deal of their time this offseason with pre-draft visits of linebackers. So it's hard to imagine hard to that they're going to go another way when that's all that they've been inviting in. I think they really are looking to refresh the depth that they lost when Danny Clark and Antonio Pierce, as Steven said, left.
But I think also
there's so many good ones. That is next. Yeah, and specifically tackle.
I would say that. Sure.
You know, if they don't get the linebacker that they want, then I bet you anything that they will go tackle at that end. And
I think at some point they need a look on the offensive side of the ball.
Tackle as well on the offensive side. They need look linemen. Period. If you're a lineman,
defensive lineman, I agree. Linebacker, I agree. I think at some point they need to figure out what they have at the running back position.
Brandon Jacobs has been running relatively well in cut drills.
Dude doesn't stay healthy. The dude hasn't had a complete season.
I know.
I don't know. Has he ever played?
He's reported no pain on his surgically repaired knee again. Uh-huh. But comes a point where there's no more cartilage down below in the knees, and you're bone on bone, and it just hurts like a Dickens. Ahmad Bradshaw, feet and ankles.
Is that what I got right now, bone on bone?
No. So this is what I was telling you. I'm doing carpentry. I'm in the dining room, and I'm laying baseboards and then all this wainscoting. And my knees started popping every time I'd try and move. And that's not a good sound.
That is not a good sound.
Knees aren't supposed to make that sound.
No popping.
They're unrestricted free agents. They got Danny Clark, linebacker. He's been a real good guy for their team, and I think that they should probably do something about locking him up. What else we got, Steven?
What else we got?
They re-signed the punter, Jeff Fiegels, Dominic Hickson. You know, overall, I think that they're a decent team. If they can get healthy this year and get a couple of key linemen in the draft, I think that they will be a very good team. And I suspect that they can get back into being one of the respectable and more feared teams that make up what is probably still the most feared division in football.
Their defense was a little suspect.
Especially early. I mean, the second Eli went down, their defense just went away.
But anyways, back to Brandon Jacobs. Since his rookie season, he played in 16 games. He didn't start.
Right, but he made appearances.
But he made appearances in 16 games. Since then, he hasn't had a full season under his belt.
There you go.
That's
your beef.
That is troublesome for a running back.
Yeah.
Now, so I think maybe they'll address that in the later rounds, maybe a third or fourth on a running back.
Well, there's not a lot of big studly ones out there.
No, not huge.
So.
All right, that's the New York Giants. Let's go to the Donovan McNabb-less Philadelphia Eagles.
Ah, the Eagles. They enter into a brand new era, one that people have been screaming for a long time with Kevin Korn on the cob, now at the helm.
You know what, Jeffrey?
What?
And, you know, I hope that the Eagles fans do not view this, me saying this, as a, you know, that I'm just a cowboy guy. But the Eagles are going to find out this year, as will their fans, that the guy they booed 11 years ago when he got drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles is the only reason why they've been relevant.
He was money.
He was cash money. And they are going to struggle without him at the helm.
Now,
there are reports that people say, well, what happened was that those last two games ago the Cowboys, McNabb couldn't do anything. Neither would you if you were constantly being chased by 300-pound linemen and you were on your back.
The Cowboys peaked at that point, and their defense was playing out of their minds in those moments.
Yeah.
They put together about a month run where their defense was some of the best defense that I've ever seen.
Coming from that loss against the San Diego Chargers, starting with the win in New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
They had to. They were like, we have got to go on a run or we're not going anywhere.
Right.
And they did. Defensively. Because offensively they did okay, but defensively they played out of their minds in those games. And the Eagles, to be quite honest,
Andy Reid, just his game plan wasn't the best.
It was weird. I mean, you would see Donovan start to get into a groove, and then, oh, it's a Mike Vick sighting. It's 3rd and 14, so we're bringing in Mike Vick here, and he gets 2 yards. And now Donovan's just left. You know, Donovan, again, this is all part of the reason why I respect Donovan McNabb, is that this was so far from an ideal situation, and he took the high road again. He gave love to Donovan. He helped build his career again, and it cost Donovan his job.
Yeah.
By spending the time and not bitching and moaning like a lot of players in the National Football League do so often, which is just to go to the press and whine and tell and call up Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter and go, wah, 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 wah. And then they get exciting breaking news to lead the headlines with. Donovan just kept his pie hole shut and took it what he had given to him, and he did the best he could.
Yeah, the cool thing I think about the Philadelphia Eagles here in this draft.
Boatload of picks.
24th overall, 37th overall, 55th overall, 70th overall, and 87th overall. 5 picks in the top 100. That is a lot of picks, my friend.
But they got to replace Brian Westbrook. They have a lot of guys that they've got to replace, Steven. And I just, it's going to be really interesting to see what they do
here. I think they like
I know they like to picks.
I think outside of offensive linemen, they won't go anywhere on the offensive side.
Well, that's what I'm
big offensive linemen.
Center.
And then it's going to be defense. They need to do something about that defense. It was the defense that killed them late last year.
Dude, their offense seemed to often score at will.
Yep.
They were so prolific on offense. And now with Jamal Jackson recovering from a torn ACL, and he probably won't be ready to start the season, they've got to get some depth at the center position. And there's some good in-house alternatives, but I wouldn't be surprised if they went to draft that way. Now they have 2 teams. I think this is interesting, Steven, that the Eagles have to face. They now have 2 teams that are employing a 3-4 defense.
Yeah.
So they really need to be prepared for that, because those are 4 games. 4 games a season, at least, that you're going to be playing against.
It's a
3-4
season, baby.
Right. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how they plan ahead. I think the free agent signing of Marlon Jackson, I think that was pretty good. I think he's set to start. He's going to look really good there. And then again, but I don't know what happened. It's Jackson, he tore up his ACL. Now I'm remembering back. He was all ready to be the guy, and then in 2 years in a row now, he's torn up his ACL, and he's not going to be ready. And Macho Harris would have to be the guy there. So it's injuries, Steven, I think, as much as anything to this team.
Injuries did hurt them a little bit. But I still think that the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know if, you know, and I want to look at it from all angles, I don't know if it was the death of Jim Johnson, and it's a new new defensive coordinator.
Although I like what the new defensive coordinator tried to do.
There were some games where the Eagles just looked, I mean, they got waxed by the Saints.
Right.
And it was like, wow. I mean, I think the Saints put up 48 points against the Eagles or something crazy like that. It was like, dude, when's the last time you saw the Philadelphia Eagles give up that many points in a single game during the regular season? It's been a very long time.
That's what
friend.
I said.
What did you say? Odd Deco again when we're talking? Yeah, it was. And it was 40. Man, I pulled it out of my butt. It was 48 points. They scored 48 points on Philly last year. Not to mention, they gave up. Who was the other team that scored nearly 40?
A hatful of points on them?
It was the Giants.
It was the Gigantes. The Gigantes. 47. 47.
38. They scored 38.
Dang it.
They scored 38 points, almost 40. It's going to be interesting. I think they're going to be heavy on the defensive side of the ball, taking defensive players.
Mm. Yeah, well, I would say, especially at safety, now that I'm realizing the extent of Marlon Jackson's injury. Cornerback. Gosh, it's just, it's bad, Steven. It is. It really is. Ellis Hobbs, they got in a draft day trade with the Patriots last year. He's tabbed now to replace Sheldon Brown, but he couldn't beat out Brown last year, you know?
Well, I think, too.
And he's coming off a neck injury that could threaten his career. And this, again, gets back to the medical center being, I mean, I just hear another episode of Emergency coming up for those who aren't old enough, a 1970s great television show, Emergency.
Well, you know, I was thinking for a minute there they might need a wide receiver, but no, they've got their wide receiver.
They
core.
Are just fine.
They brought in Hank basket catch from Indianapolis.
Who's back. He's just reunited with
them. Yeah, he is, actually. He's just kind of came back.
But he was gone. Donovan's not throwing him the ball no more.
At the running back to kind of spell the running back from New Orleans, they snatched
Mac Bell. That was a great signing. Great signing.
So that's why I think offensively – They decided, okay, fine.
We're going young.
We've got rid of McNabb. We're corn on the cob. He's our guy.
Lots of picks.
If he gets a little buttery, then we just get butterfingers. You know, so
then we get corn holders.
We get corn holders.
Then it won't slip.
Wide receivers are going to need corn holders. That's where it goes. Wide receivers, get your corn holders out because we don't want you to slip the ball.
Buttery corn on the cob coming. Barbecue it, by the way, folks. Take the corn on the cob, leave it in the husk, wrap it in.
Tomorrow, where we're going?
I didn't see it when I was there a month ago, and I don't know why it's a secret since the show will just be up. We're going to Santa Anita.
You can't keep anything. Why? Because just keep something once when I ask you.
I will keep something.
Oh my gosh! Fine.
If it was of any relevance or importance, we're just gonna have fun.
Anyways,
Jordan's gonna watch the kids. No, you can't.
So
why don't you stay home with the kids and I'll take the girls?
Okay, fine.
And I get your $6 to gamble with me. I'll turn that into 12.
All right. So that's the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe they'll focus defensive side of the ball.
Will you tell me about, because I guess the reason why I bring it up and you don't want me to is because I don't know the details. What kind of facility? We get like a special. Is this like a box or something that we have there?
Today, as far as the Ellis's are concerned, is pay no attention to what Steven wants and just do whatever you want, Tay. Let's move on to the Washington Redskins,
just
shall
to be
we?
Excited. It's like looking forward to Christmas. I just want to know, is there a president or not?
The Washington Redskins. This is an interesting team.
It's a good team. It wasn't, and now it is.
Well, if you would have asked me a few weeks ago,
seriously,
I would have said, the Washington Redskins need a quarterback. And they should be looking at quarterback because there's some pretty good ones out there.
They got a head coach. They got a general manager. They got everything they need. They got a quarterback. They got a wide receiver.
They got a quarterback now.
They got rid of a big butt. You know, what else do you want?
Do they have a wide receiver, though, for the quarterback to throw to?
Yes.
Really?
Why not?
who would that be, by the way?
I don't know. There's got to be somebody.
I mean, they brought, you know... No. I'm seriously. Who are they going to throw the ball to?
Devin Thomas.
Who else?
Malcolm Kelly. Malcolm Kelly impressed me late last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I picked him up.
I'm not falling in love with.
I'm not in love with any of these guys, but I remember picking up Malcolm Kelly late in the season in fantasy football.
Antoine Randall-El went back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. No. Well, don't worry. They didn't throw to him anyways. And then Marco Michael.
They did not throw to him. You're right.
So, no, they clearly need they need a wide receiver. And when your best option is Devin Thomas, 25 catches, 325 yards, 3 touchdowns, your team needs some serious help
something.
At 1 or 2. I mean, I would frankly be more comfortable with Devin Thomas in a number 2 role and then having Malcolm Kelly in the slot or something like that. But you really... Ideally, if this Washington Redskins team is going to turn the corner and become a great team, they're going to need that because Clinton Portis...
Outside of Santana Moss, I think at running back, they're going to be fine. They brought in...
I know, Larry Johnson, fast.
They're going to have Grandmama, Clinton Portis, and Willie Parker. So those guys are going to duke it out for the starting role.
Mm-hmm.
I figure that when all is said and done, and with Shanahan at the helm now as the head coach for this team, Shanahan is a running back rotator.
Mm-hmm.
He just rotates running backs.
And that's all he did in Denver.
And that's all he ever does.
And his
he doesn't care about numbers.
At the end
numbers.
Of the season, his running backs typically have 1,700 yards.
Combined.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, no, not one guy.
Yes, no, yes, but combined.
That's great.
So I figure that's what he's going to do there. The defense is okay. There were some games that they struggled in last year mightily. I suspect what they're going to do is they're going to look on the defense front of the ball. And kind of similarly to the Philadelphia Eagles, I think they need help on the offensive line and on the defensive line.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I think. It's, you know, this whole thing about Albert Haynesworth, too, and
uh-huh.
he's maybe on the trading block. And
he's gone. I mean, if you ask me, it is a fait accompli. Okay?
It's a fait complete.
You're the guy who's took the French. I did not.
Oh, okay.
It's a fait accompli. I don't know how to say it, pronounce it properly, but it just means it's a done deal.
Yes, it's a done deal.
So how does one pronounce it properly in French?
I don't know, actually, to be quite honest. the fait complete.
Fait accompli.
It's the fait complete. Here's the deal with Albert Haynesworth. Dude's got $41 million guaranteed.
And we know what we know about the owner, Dan Snyder.
So he's just going to give it up?
Right.
I got
check.
Money. I don't care. I just bought Tom Cruise.
I got more checks.
I own Tom Cruise now. And his wife and his babies.
Which wife?
Exactly.
Exactly is right. So
I'm all wet now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you wanted to keep secrets. So here's the deal. I think that big needs. I really think they need to be looking at left tackle.
Okay, offensive line.
Yeah.
Offensive line.
Chris Samuels
line.
Retired. And the best option to replace Chris Samuels is Stephon Hayer. And he's a starting right tackle, and I am not a big fan of just sliding a right tackle over to the left tackle and saying, have at it.
Here's look.
They're different animals.
Bruce Allen has come in, his general manager, and Shanahan have come. They've come together. And they have already put their stamp on this team. Said, this is our team.
Yep.
And they've like, boom, boom, boom. They've been making moves and shaking and baking. And the first thing they've decided is, look, this deal made sense to us. We can get a good 3-4 years out of Donovan McNabb. That'll allow us to bring in a quarterback of our choosing later on
uh-huh.
and groom him and let him sit behind Donovan and learn the system.
I'd take him to Supercuts and get the tea tree.
Exactly. And not have to jump in immediately and start playing.
And then go down to Ulta and have the guy who made me up make him up. If they really want to groom him right.
Exactly. Then after that,
they look fabulous.
Allen and Shanahan now are going to be like, look, they've got their picks, right?
Right.
And if one thing that I know about Shanny is that he likes to wheel and deal.
But, man, back when he was with the Broncos,
yes.
the drama on draft day around the Broncos. You remember that? He loved working the phone.
He's a wheeling dealer.
He'd find three-ways, four-way trades. Oh, man, I love that. And the fact that's back in the league excites me.
Unfortunately, this year for Shanny,
yeah.
the Redskins have...
Don't got much?
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's it?
4 picks. You know how many rounds there are in the league, Jeff?
7.
Nice.
But
they only got 4 picks.
I got the
so they don't have a second rounder, they don't have a third rounder, and they don't have a sixth rounder.
Mm-hmm.
So they get one. They get a first rounder. They got the number 4 pick overall. That one, Jeffrey,
uh-huh.
for this particular draft, they cannot miss.
No. But you know what? That's one of the things that they are so good at. That's the whole reason that they went out and got those general manager and that head coach.
All I'm
saying, because they draft very well.
As right now, if you make a top 10 pick that turns out to not be good, I'm going to say you're pulling an Oakland or a Dolphin.
But they're not going to. Bruce Allen and Mike Shanahan.
Don't pull a Raider.
The draft.
Don't pull a Dolphin.
There's no. Steven, you are comparing apples to nickels. Okay, seriously. You're comparing apples to rocks.
All I'm saying is when you only have four picks and you have the fourth pick and then your next pick isn't until round four, you cannot be wrong.
You're comparing Ferraris to Yugos.
I don't care.
And the
what
Raiders
I'm
are the Yugo, and the gentleman.
The Dolphins
behind
did it, and they're not a Yugo.
No, they're not.
They're not a Ferrari, but you know they're
and
a Lamborghini.
It was
maybe
a different group of personnel making those decisions back then as well.
All I'm saying is you've got one pick in the first one. To me, the first 100 guys that are picked in the National Football League
should start.
They're If they don't start immediately this season,
right,
by year
two. Doesn't have to be week one, but by week six, they should probably be
somewhere
seeing
later
some snaps.
On, they should be seeing snaps. And by the second year in the season, they're
they
a starter.
Be starter
for
yeah.
You. Yeah. And unfortunately for the Redskins, they need someone who's going to start like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like they're going to draft him Thursday night. And the next day, he's at practice as practicing to start as
we
the starting.
We emailed
position.
You a PDF of the playbook. We want it memorized by morning. We want you on the field the day after that.
Have you been watching this whole, you know, the greatest draft picks ever?
No.
You can vote on it, by the way, on NFL.com.
I can?
Yes, you can. One of the things that they're interviewing Peyton Manning. You know, he was taken before Ryan Leaf.
Yes, I remember.
We know what happened to Ryan Leaf.
You know, he just got he got arrested again.
No.
For drug possession. Yeah, he did. I didn't want to cover
this
it because
back
this was
again?
This is again. This is within the last week.
So he just but they just like he they just released him and he like
yeah, he was
gave
out
him probation.
For a few days.
They gave
for,
him like
you know, there's remember the guys from Shawshank Redemption.
Right.
There's guys that just can't live on the outside.
Right.
That's becoming Ryan Leaf.
So you're telling me that after that whole ordeal where he broke into this kid's dorm and took the drugs, this is something different?
I'm verifying.
Okay, verify, because I was like, I thought that what I heard was that they gave him like a 10-year probation or something, and he had to do like 3,000 hours of community service or something
this is,
like that.
June 18th? Don't give me that nonsense. That was a long time ago, news. I wish Google would start with the news. Humble 3 hours ago. Humble Ryan Leaf believes he can still turn TJ Simers, Orange County Register. Not the nicest man, but so apparently I could be confusing the two situations.
Okay, I was like
he pled guilty and he admits to a painkiller addiction. This is 3 days ago. This is what
okay.
I was referring
okay.
to.
Well,
though.
This is the whole this is still that whole thing.
Okay. This but is the Seattle yeah. Post Intelligence here. Now, mind you, just TJ Simers, unless you like being angry, yeah. so just skip him, LA Times. Stick with Sam Farmer. Sam's the man.
No, the thing about Ryan Leaf is what happened is, yeah, he pled guilty, and they kind of like gave him like 10 years. So 10 years probation. So for 10 years, you can't do anything wrong, basically.
Okay.
So when I heard that they caught him, I was like, no, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this was still
addicted
that.
Addicted to painkillers.
Yeah, that's the yeah. he broke into the kid's dorm room to take painkillers from him.
Yeah, well, we all do what we have to do to get our fix.
All right, so the Redskins, all I'm saying is you better knock it out of the park with the number four pick.
And I think they will. I really do.
Well, they got some good guys there. Bruce Allen, Mike Shanahan. They should know what they're doing.
We now head to the completely opposite end of the spectrum, if you ask me.
The have-nots?
And we
go
we
got
to
a little
the
bit of
NFC
money to spend?
North.
Okay.
The NFC North, and we start with the Chicago Bears.
The Chicago Bears. Now, if I was making fun of the Washington Redskins for only having four picks, here come the Bears, where Jeffrey, you know what?
The Bears.
So the NFL's got this new thing. We got the first round on Thursday. second and third on Friday.
For the diehards.
4-7 on Saturday. The Chicago Bears. Not needed on Thursday.
Don't show up?
You got no.
Do they represent? Is their desk just going to be empty?
I would test the phones. I would believe somebody will be there.
I would just check the phones. Just check them
to see if maybe.
Somebody could trade. You know, you got to have somebody there just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
You never know.
But nothing on Thursday. Then Friday they'll be there, but you know what? Don't show up till like the second hour because you don't got a second round pick.
Wow. See, but you got what you wanted. You got a franchise quarterback. Jay Cutler. Somebody you can certainly build an entire organization around, a class act.
No first rounder, no second rounder. They've got a third rounder, which is the 11th pick.
But you gave him away, and look what you got. You get what you pay for. It's supply side economics. Again, to get a franchise quarterback, you're going to have to give away a lot, Steven.
Yes, they gave
Wouldn't
away
you
before.
Give away a first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth round pick just to get a franchise quarterback? I would. It's a shame they don't have one. But boy, that'd be something.
Yeah, I know. Hate email coming out of Chicago.
No.
I hear it now.
Look.
I hear it
all
down.
I got to say is hate me at the end of the season, okay? When Jay Cutler takes your team to the playoffs, hate me then. Right now, this is called opinion.
Let me give a little bit of info now on the Chicago Bears. They knew they didn't have a first rounder, a second rounder.
Durr.
So they went out and they did it via free agency. They signed Julius Peppers.
Peppers.
Okay, they signed Brandon Malawalawaluna, the tight end.
Good signs, by the way. I'm praising
running back Chester Taylor got him from Minnesota. They were pretty smart.
Those are
good
moves.
We're not going to get starters in the draft because we're not picking till the third round.
Because we don't have anybody.
But let's go get some. Let's go get some pieces we need. We need a pass rusher, Julius Peppers. We need a running back because right now our running back situation, Forte's playing pianissimo, and we need somebody to be Forte. Let's get Chester Taylor in here. Mm-hmm. Chester Taylor wants to start. Maybe he'll, you know, make Forte start playing like Forte again.
I think he will, and I especially look forward to the games against the Vikings.
So Jerry Angelo has done some things there for Chicago to kind of like address this draft. He's like, our draft this year is going out and getting veteran players who we know are going to come in and produce for us, and that's going to be our number one and our number two round picks because we don't got one and a two. Now, what are we going to do with number three? Well, we need some offensive line help. Because Jay Cutler, if we're gonna get the franchise type quarterback play from Jay Cutler,
stop throwing three picks a game.
Well, he can't be running around like last. I'm sorry. Every game that I saw of the Bears where I wanted Jay Cutler to prove me wrong, dude's running around trying to scramble for his life.
He's got a rocket arm, Steven.
He does. But that rocket arm doesn't help you when you're on the move.
Have you ever seen
when you're running
rockets
for your life?
That don't fire correctly? They kind of blow up on the pad sometimes.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Yeah, there was a man, we had a baseball game. You know, I coach my daughter's baseball team, and he was shooting some rockets out on the outfield.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And, yeah,
so
no.
One of them goes a little awry.
Yeah, so kind of went over, and I was like, we're going to start a game here in 10 minutes.
Could you not kill any of my players?
Is probably not going to be a good place for you to be firing off rockets.
I'm thinking the Rose Bowl. Goodbye.
One, all the kids, all they're going to want to do is look at your rockets.
Yeah, I need
and
them
two,
looking at the baseball.
Should one of your rockets go awry, I don't want anyone getting hurt. Look at me, look, you don't own the park. I'm like, you know, right now,
actually, I do.
I've got the permit for this whole field.
Show me yours.
Get out. Okay. God. Can I just do one more? No.
No.
Get out now. Dude, no.
Okay, so in Cutler's defense, he was working with a young, inexperienced group of wide receivers.
Did he even have any wide receivers?
Brandon Marshall. Oh, no.
No.
That was Denver Broncos.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
Denver Broncos. So, yeah, no. So, again.
Oh, yeah, that fast guy who returns kicks every once in a while.
Devin Hester.
Yeah, you know that the Bears, according to the Bears, Devin Hester is going to focus on solely being the number one wide receiver for the Chicago Bears, and he will no longer return kicks. So wait a minute.
That's going to cost you 6 touchdowns a year. Thanks.
So the guy who was a threat returning kicks and punts for you, who would score touchdowns and make your team exciting, isn't going to do that anymore. Okay. Let's see how that works out. That's going to last like week 4.
I'm going to quote Lovie Smith here. We knew about Jay's arm, his athletic ability, all those things you can see on video. But when you get a chance to be around him, it's his toughness that stands out as much as anything.
I thought you were
going to
say.
The quarterback on the Chicago Bears should be a tough guy. And that's what I saw. I saw his toughness and how he handled things and his toughness on the football field, too. It's okay to slide once in a while to avoid contact, but that's not in his mentality because he's tough. Bears well, tough.
They need to go out and get a right tackle.
They need to get a quarterback.
They need an offensive line. Let's give Jay one more year.
Goulier.
Let's give him one more year.
Is an unrestricted free agent.
Should we give him one more year?
Steven, you can give him 10. My assessment of him, he's going to have to walk on water to change my mind.
Ooh.
Because he has done nothing but reinforce my belief on him, which, again, begs the question of what is a franchise quarterback and when are we going to do that show? And it may not happen this season.
I don't think he can walk on water.
Well, there you go. So Brian Urlacher is still working his way back from that dislocated wrist that ended his season early on opening day. And without him, they looked like the Pittsburgh Steelers without Troy Polamalu. I mean, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, that defense was not.
Well, you know what's on last Monday? They signed Pisa
Tinamosa
to a 1-year contract to hopefully start to fill in some of the void there left by Urlacher and to pick up some of the slack. He's entering his 8th season and so came in as an unrestricted free agent, and he's been with the Rams, and he's one of the unsung heroes of the Rams, which there's only 3. And he's hoping to compete for the starting job alongside, and it's going to – Nick Roach is going to give him a little run for his money. But, you know, if Urlacher returns to form, then I think that we've got something good going on.
Well, speaking of Urlacher, the Bears' defense ended 17th overall last year. And that's just not a Bears defense. Bears defenses are usually a little bit stingier than allowing over 337 yards per game.
Right.
And that's
no, that's not Bears defense. That is certainly not Bears defense. So on their big need side, their offensive line, I don't know, left guard, Frank, I can't even say his name, Amile? Whether he stays at left guard or goes out to the right tackle, they're still going to need at least one more strong, quality offensive lineman. And, you know, I wasn't impressed. Was not impressed.
Well,
interception from the free safeties. Steven, you nailed it on the head. I mean, when Urlacher went down, everything changed. He was the quarterback of the defense. Yep. And now they really need to add that. They need to add a wide receiver and have a legitimate number one. There is no legitimate number one on this team, period, full stop. And then cornerback, I would
really
like to
see. They're making Devin Hester the number one,
yeah,
man.
As I said, they need a real number one.
They're not getting a number one in the draft.
No, there aren't any out there.
Now, you might be able to find a decent number two in the 3rd round, but I don't know if that's where you want to go. Especially with you need offensive line help. I think you need cornerback help. I know that they just signed Tim Jennings to be a cornerback, but this team, they're, you know, when they made that trade for Jay Cutler, they were like, they decided we're going to go from where we are, which was like almost fully built and ready to start making runs, to... They were kind of like, I don't know, are we rebuilding or are we not rebuilding? I think that they're stuck. They're in limbo.
Steven,
they don't know where they're at.
You're exactly on the point that I wanted to make, which is that they have cut off their nose to spite their face. They went all in with Jay Cutler, and it did not work out. And so now what do they do? You don't have the draft picks. You do not have the ability in free agency to go and make deals.
I don't know if we're ready to, or I'm ready to say that it didn't work out. I just think it's going to take you a couple years to get the pieces in place that he's going to need around him.
How do you find those pieces when you have given away the farm?
Watching the ships roll in. That's what you do. And then you watch them roll away again. Lillian. That's where they're at. I'm telling you, they don't know which way they're
watching
going.
The tide roll by. So we're singing. I don't even know what we're singing.
I don't know. I was just doing the Eddie Murphy thing. When his dad would get drunk, he would just mess up the lyrics of the song.
Okay.
Because he's drunk.
Got it.
And then add his mom's name in there.
Got
Lillian.
It.
Lillian. That's what it was. I mean, that's what the Bears are, I think. Although Jerry Angelo, like I said, I'm going to give him props for going out and getting some players in the free agent market. Now, you're stuck. And that's where that's
stuck between a rock and a cutler.
I would say go get me some good defensive players. Go get me some wide receivers. You're not going to be able to add much to your team this season. As a matter of fact, if the Bears want to impress me, if they can take, they've got a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh round pick this year. If they can somehow maybe move out of the third round and acquire more picks in the fourth and the fifth.
Yeah.
So I'll give you my third, and you give me your fourth and your fifth. And so then they got two fourths and two fifths. That was pretty weird.
Two fourths and two fifths. Dude, I'm the one who's been doing I've been doing fractions all day. I was telling Didi, I'm at what's one up from 8 5/8. 5/8, then you go to that'd be 10/16, so 11/16. And she's like looking at me like, seriously? I'm like, hon, you're a math major. You're a math major. You can't do basic fractions. So
nobody
sweet.
What's 11/32nds?
Only woodworkers do fractions, and I only work down to a 32nd of an inch.
No, what I meant is they would give up their third rounder to get 2 4th round picks and 2 5th round picks. Now you've got 4 picks. That in those 4 picks, you could very possibly find yourself 2 good starters there in the middle of the pack. But do they have the know-how and the wherewithal and the chutzpah to be able to pull that off?
Chutzpah.
Yeah, can they pull that off?
Speaking of chutzpah, Georgie,
how you doing?
All right. Sorry, just had to take a little peek over Georgie Thompson, anchor Sky Sports News. We haven't presented with Georgie. Maybe we could get lucky on Wednesday and be on a Georgie shift.
Have we heard anything?
We don't hear confirmation on Monday. We got to find out if Pele returns from the dead.
I see. Oh, it's interesting that you said that name.
Pele?
Yes, he's in my article.
Is he?
Where are we?
We're up to the Detroit Lions.
Oh, Los Leones, the Detroit. Yes, with the logo with teeth.
General manager Martin Mayhew gave a very frank statement after the season and the NFL's worst pass defense. Quote, when we rushed 4, we couldn't get there, Mayhew said. When we brought pressure, we couldn't hold up on the corner. So that's probably our weakness defensively. So he's overhauled his defensive line and his secondary, and he's going to continue doing so in the draft, using the number 2 overall pick, probably on Ndamukong Suh, the sack machine from Nebraska.
I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to do. They also, via free agency, brought in Kyle VandenBosch, like that guy. And
should we bring the Lions helmet, too? I mean, to join the Rams one on the table?
No.
I just want the Rams one on the table because it just looks so sad and lonely.
Like, why are the Rams there? They've been on the clock since the middle of last season.
Because it's so fun because we got the Rams one now. And it's just like, why is this one helmet sitting here? Well, ladies and gentlemen of Sky TV land, I want you to think back to all of the games that you saw last season on Sky Sports. And there is one team that you didn't see last year. The Los Angeles Rams. The St. Louis Rams. Right. Now, believe it or not, there is a team in St. Louis, a professional team. And because we don't have relegation in the National Football League, they play every year.
But for your information, What if there were relegation in the National Football League? This is the team that would have been relegated.
That's right, a long time ago. And so here we are with the lowly Rams, and this is what their helmet looks like, because you wouldn't know, because you don't see them. We're going to pile on, and they get the honor
of selecting the first player.
I can't wait just to talk about it, talk about what it's going to be like at Radio City Music Hall. I hope that we get the green light to go Wednesday. That'd be fun.
That would be.
Talk to everybody about the draft. But we're on the Lions, another team that's on the clock.
I'm going to say defensive side of the ball. I think offensively they're okay. They've made some, you know, they made some moves. They've got Megatron, Calvin Johnson on one
Megatron.
Side. They brought in Nate Burleson to be wide receiver on the other
side.
They might look at
Kyle Vandenbosch.
I'm not a big fan of the guy who talks, who says we're going to win more than 10 games and then can't back it up on the football field. I won't even mention his name, as a matter of fact. But their current running back. How about that? He needs to get replaced because he got injured last season.
Just keep watching. That's all.
Here's the thing. Before the season, this guy's like, oh, we're going to win more than 10 games. As a matter of fact, we were in on our games last year.
Well, I can tell you. Just keep watching.
Just keep watching. We were in all the games.
Late at the
when
end of the season.
When it kicked off, it was 0-0.
He goes down with a knee injury, can't even finish the season, and talking smack. I think running back is where they need to go, and then after that, defensively. They don't go running back with the number two pick. Number two pick's got to be Sue.
Yeah.
That's
too valuable a pick, and running backs are too hit and miss. Kevin Smith is recovering from a torn ACL, and
I think you go running back with the second round.
Absolutely.
Plenty of value at running back in the second round.
They haven't added a running back outside of UFL star Didi Dorsey. Oh, God. I've just got to play this quote. I didn't want
to. I got to admit, though. Last night was Arena Football Friday.
We were too stupid.
Arena Football, you found yourself
Arena
watching.
Arena Football Friday.
I was watching.
Just because I had NFL Network on, and I was like, oh, it's Arena Football Friday. And so I watched.
I was at Landscatter. Something bad happens out at Landscatter, Steven. Jordan had a second game of the season out there against Paraclete.
Paraclete?
Pairs of cleats. Is what we call them affectionately. Playing four times a year, they're in the league. And,
isn't that like some Greek dude, Pericles?
I don't know. They're the Paraclete spirit, so Chrissy would like them. And
Chris is doing some good work right now.
So anyways, for some reason, when they come here to Jackie Robinson Stadium.
It was Greece,
we beat Pericles. Them. Okay, fine. Okay. But they're Paraclete, and so we call them pairs of cleats. And when we go out to Landscatter, where their lovely home is, Steven, do you realize when you hit Santa Clarita, it's another 35 minutes?
Yeah, to get to
Landscatter, a city that they love so much that they don't even name the streets. It's just A, B, C, D, E. Oh, God, I hate it out there. I got so tired when I hit Santa Clarita knowing I had another half an hour. And then I get out there, and Jordan's team, they got their butts handed to them, and they got mercied. The game was an hour and 10 minutes. It's a 90-minute drive for an hour and 10-minute game, and then you turn around and drive back 90 minutes. They got mercied 16-1. And
Jordan's team?
Yeah, he was playing right field.
He didn't pitch?
No, fortunately. He pitched the last time they were out there, and he gave up 10 runs in the first inning because there was 30-mile-an-hour
Why
wins.
Do they play with teams that are...
They're in D5, Steven, so they play smaller schools that are spread out all over Southern California.
Okay.
It's unfortunate. I mean, they'll move up to D4 probably next year, but I don't see them ever getting any higher than that. So, you know, they play your snotty kid schools.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Snotty kid schools.
Snotty kid schools. Speaking of snotty kids.
You play ball like a girl. Love that line. Anyways.
Yeah, you know what? The left fielder yesterday was throwing like a girl, hitting the cutoff man. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to call intentional grounding, Steven. I was going to run out and call intentional grounding. He could not hit the cutoff man to save his life.
Oh, God. That was
straight into the ground.
I got a kid today.
Yeah, this kid's 16.
I know. He's playing center field. Kid's playing center field. Gets the ball.
He just spikes it. Or does he just hold it? I like when they hold it.
No.
He throws it the wrong way.
Like Sandlot, he runs it from center field
all the way into the pitcher. Hands it to the pitcher. Oh, that way you know you get it there.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't bounce it. You don't throw it wrong.
I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. But this kid just can't throw.
Yeah. Well, neither could Jordan's left fielder yesterday, and I can't figure out because he's a great kid, and I've seen him throw. I think it's some of those intermediate throws when you got a big arm and you're trying to hit the cutoff man, you end up just making some weird plays. Defensive back is another place the Lions, they had the NFL's worst pass defense last year, and they have parted with corners Phil Buchanan, Anthony Henry, and Will James.
Yeah.
And they've added three corners with Chris Houston, Jonathan Wade, and Dante Wesley. But they really need, like, talent. I don't want to say it like they don't have it, but they don't. And they really need depth at corner. And so, Steven, this, again, is a team they need to completely rebuild. They need a tight end. They need someone. Casey Fitzsimmons is gone, and he wasn't that good. But they need somebody that can... He had to retire because of concussions, but they need somebody that can block and get downfield.
But just looking at the number one pick, they got to go King Kong soon. They got to.
They will, but then they're just going to be a bad team instead of a really bad team.
No, I think that if they Steven, get Sue in the first round.
Running back.
They got a running back in the second round.
And tight remember, end. They got two defensive line, offensive line. This is a team that has needs coming out their butt. And you're going to tell me that Matt Stafford's going to be able to do all this. I mean, he showed his toughness last year, but he can't play all the positions.
I can't. I think offensively, they get him a running back that can stay healthy and can actually run the ball. They're going to be all right. He's already got a nice special connection with Megatron. Now they work Nate Burleson. They work Burleson into the act. The line's going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They're going to be all right.
They're going to win two games.
No.
All right.
I guarantee that the Lions win five or more games.
Steven, we failed to announce. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Schedule Tuesday. Live on ESPN and NFL Network and NFL.com.
And you know what happens Wednesday?
No.
I come up with my schedule.
Oh, no.
I'm going to do it.
Steven,
then it's going to be on Wednesday, and we're going to talk to people this year. We're not just going to talk about it and lay down and say we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
I'm all in.
All right.
I am.
Are you all in?
Dude,
because
I've never been more all in.
Because you were there was some
hesitation. No, there's not. Steven, there's never been hesitation.
There will not be
That's
hesitation
bull crap.
This
there
year.
Will never be hesitation for me.
All right.
Steven, I have never been more into our career as NFL journalists and bringing the fans' perspective to the fans, exposing the fans, letting the fans be the fans, being the entertainment.
I don't want to expose fans.
No, we don't want to see any fans exposed. Yes. We want them
Please.
To expose themselves.
That is not an invitation to send us pictures. In weird positions, okay? People
there was a gal running down the street with a trench coat. Jordan didn't know what a flasher was.
What?
The boy's 15 and a half, and he didn't know what a flasher was.
Seriously? Where was this?
This was outside the KFC. You know, the KFC in Colorado? The one down by Target?
Yeah.
That is a scary place.
Yeah, I would not say you should go there.
No, but I do a lot because they got free Wi-Fi from the cantina across the street, so... and you know what? They got the boneless. They got the grilled chicken breast that you get boneless. That's really good for you.
It is great. It is,
and
good
it's
chicken.
Tasty. Yes. And it's like you're not eating crap.
Yes, yes.
So taste the ungrilled side of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They're ungrilled.
Side.
It's
the
good.
Unfried side of it's... So anyways, so that was all to say. Jordan didn't know what a flasher was. Speaking of flashers, flash the pad. We got to keep moving. The Green Bay Packers. Packers.
How do you say Packers? I'm gonna have to.
I loved when we were out there in Green Bay, Steven, and we were asking people what Packers meant, and they didn't know, and it was the Oriental Packing Company.
Yeah, it was someone finally knew.
Yeah,
no.
There were several people that knew, yeah. But the first few people we asked, they're like, I don't know.
I don't know whether the Packers.
Well, I know it's a port city, so maybe it had to do with packing, and it did.
And it did.
But it's the Oriental Packing Company that gave the city the money for the original uniforms that they wore.
Nice.
So there you go. But they don't need uniforms this year. They need offensive tackle.
No, they don't need offensive tackles.
Yeah, they do. They re-signed Chad Clifton and Mark Tascher. And, you know.
And they're a little bit old, but they don't need. It's not an immediate need.
Where would you go first? I'm good with Ryan
Packers?
Grant.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Cornerback.
You know what?
Maybe I'm
a little down with Ryan Grant because last year I built a lot of my fantasy football teams around Ryan Grant.
I built my team on Ryan Grant.
And man, he let me down. Let me down.
See, I built all my teams around Houston Tech, Matt Schaub.
Yeah.
And he led me to the promised land.
He led me to the promised land. Yeah. Well, Ryan Grant let me down. I'm not sure if he's the guy. 1 week he'll get 150 yards and two touchdowns, and next week he'll disappear.
30.
And yeah, and have a 35-yard
catches
game.
Or six carries, 35 yards. What? So I don't. You seriously would think about because he's got C.J. Spiller also out there. So would you maybe go that way?
Well, they're picking 23rd.
Javon
offensively,
Best might be out there.
Rodgers has shown he can throw the ball. He's got some people that he likes to throw the ball to.
He's showing he can throw the ball? He owns the ball.
He's showing.
He's awesome.
I'm not a believer yet.
Oh, dude.
I'm not a believer yet.
I was there
in the house when Brett Favre made him look like a kid. Okay?
But, dude, I remember me yelling when what's-his-name was open. Who was it that was open right in front of us? And I'm screaming at Aaron to throw the ball.
Yeah,
who was it? Come on, who's this? He's got the two main receivers. Come on, help me out here, bro.
I don't know who
help
you're talking
me out
about.
Here. The Packers' main receivers.
The main receivers.
You're making me go look now, and
well,
I feel really
one?
Silly for having Greg Jennings.
No, he's not the main receiver.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah. So Jennings is open, cutting across, coming to our side of the end zone. And I'm screaming, Aaron, Greg's open. And sure enough, bang,
yeah,
he hits
and
him.
Everybody's like, yeah, like he can hear you, dude. Can you not
well,
yell in my
you
ear?
You know what? In Green Bay, you're close enough to the field that he can. Now, it doesn't mean that the crowd lets you be heard, but you can because you're close enough. So yeah. I think they're a good
Did
team.
Did he hit Greg Jennings for a touchdown in that game?
I believe so.
I thought it was... It might have been. I know their tight end got a lot of touchdowns that game.
Got a lot. And we were like, who's this guy?
Exactly.
Who's this guy?
Spencer Havener.
Havener?
Who's Havener guy?
Who's Havener? He got three touchdowns in the game. That was a weird game.
It was a weird game.
But it was fun.
Greg Jennings. Yeah, I thought you were thinking about Donald Driver.
So, Steven, we have three show treatments, basically, put together. And what that means for those who don't speak Hollywood jargon.
I thought it was two.
Well, we got a third that we need to put together.
Yes.
Okay. For a foreign audience that would basically involve us doing some stuff and sharing what's going on around the league a little bit. And possibly even a Sunday night thing.
Welcome to the NFL Stuff Show.
Stuff Show. We've scheduled some fine guests. Because we have the one thing that the UK audience don't got. We're in America, baby. We have access.
Do we? Really?
Well, we could. If everything works out, we could have access. And we could be able to bring the players to the peeps. Because we're here. We're on the ground here. And they're like, well, what do we do with them? Because they're out in L.A. and we're over here in England. Well, except that's the beauty is we're in North America. We can go to the peoples. We can bring you deeper and deeper into the game. So we need one more treatment. I got to have you put together when you got free time, which should be here from Tuesday.
There you go.
So for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, real quickly, I think Ted Thompson has to figure out.
Amon Green's got to go. He's old. 33 years old. My gosh.
Did Ted Thompson
yeah
win with the whole
winner win it
Did. Brett Favre getting released, coming back and whooping on your team twice and winning the division in your face.
Ted Thompson moved the organization forward, and that is what I asked for him to do 5-6 years ago. And they finally.
But it's still not your team, and he did it for you. I think specifically it was for at the request and for Jeff Ellis to stay.
Well, good for him.
On the Green Bay Packer bandwagon, but you're gone.
I love the Green Bay Packers now that Brett's gone. I love Aaron Rodgers. I got no problem with this team. I like this team. I was on this team's bandwagon all last season, Steven. And I don't even know that they need to do that much this year. I still think that they really need to beef up the offensive tackle, a little bit at the cornerback, and they're going to be fine. They need to get back to playing smash mouth, NFC North, black and blue football that is so known for this conference.
I'm sorry. No respect to Ryan Grant. I think they need a running back, not in the first round, but they need a running back. They need linebacker help. And their corners.
I'm totally with you on the corners.
Cornerbacks are old. They're aging.
They are ancient.
They're not older of old or old and older or dumb and dumber.
I don't know, but that was one of the least intelligible sentences I've heard you mutter.
They're not the old on the older side. What do you say?
I say they're on the older side of old.
Well, that's what I was trying to get out, but crazy.
You're right. It's weird.
It is, just a little bit. But, you know, Will Blackman, Al Harris, these guys, Charles Woodson, they're just, you know, they're two main guys, Al Harris and Charles Woodson, been in the league 13 years apiece.
Yep.
Okay, so you need to find the guys that are going to take the reins eventually, because these guys are
grab the reins.
They're gonna not be around forever. The Green Bay Packers, that's gonna do it there. But as a matter of fact, it will not surprise me when the Green Bay Packers take a running back in the second or third round.
Okay,
that won't surprise me,
but not first round.
No, not first round.
Okay, let's get to our final on the NFC North and East assessment show, the Minnesota Vikings. Brett Favre, watch. I tell you, I get downright silly watching Rich Eisen get stupid talking about Brett Favre, watch. He's got a whole new audio thing put together. Brett Favre, watch, 2010. Dun, 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 dun. And he gets a big grin on his face.
Yeah.
Rich has too much fun with his job.
Which is great.
Which is awesome. That's the
fun like that.
Steven, we are having fun. That's kind of the point. That's why we have people that enjoy the show, because we have fun. Now, the Minnesota Vikings, you know, they got some work to do. They got to bring Brett back for one more season, and he will inform them somewhere in the next 22 weeks. If he's going to be joining them again. But I suspect he will, because he will not allow the last memory that anybody has, just like when he was with the Packers, that little interception in the NFC Championship game, that will not be his legacy. He does not want that video played ever associated with him, and the only way to make sure it's not played when they talk about him is for that not to be the final thing that people remember.
So you got to come back?
You got to come back. He's got to.
The problem is, and here's the thing.
There's a thing?
Assessment. Yes, there's always a thing. Brett does not want to go through training camp.
No, and he won't.
We don't know that.
Well, I suspect he won't. He's never.
But the deal is, how do you do that? How do you pull that off if you're the Minnesota Vikings?
Did it last year.
But and last
got
year,
a whole nother year
he wasn't a part of the team.
Yeah, TJ.
Now
was.
You're a part of the team.
So Tavares gets the team ready, hands it off to Brett, says, here you go, Grandpa. And he literally is, Grandpa, we want to congratulate Brett Favre on birth of his grandchild.
Yes.
He is now one of two or three people to ever be grandparents and still be playing in the National Football League. That is just simply amazing.
That is pretty weird. But here you go, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
That's being a granddad pretty young, because he's my age.
His daughter is 20 something. So
isn't he 40?
Brett's 40. You know, you got a kid when you're 20, and she's 20, and she's having kids, and yeah, it happens.
Wow. All right, that's cool.
Talk to me.
You
talk to me.
Are the Minnesota Vikings. You have Brett Favre on your roster. You did not have Brett Favre on your roster last year.
What would the league be without Brett Favre? I say meaningless.
That's right. And so here we are again. But this time he is on your roster. How can you look the other 69 players who are going to be coming into training camp and tell them, Brett Favre's our quarterback. He's just not going to be a part of training. He's not going to be out here doing the two-a-days that you guys are doing. He's not going to go through Hell Week. He's not going to, you know, play the preseason game. Mm-hmm. He's just going to come and start mm-hmm. when the regular season starts.
He's Brett Favre. When any of y'all put up the kind of credentials that Brett Favre has, come talk to me. And if any of y'all has a problem,
good,
come talk
man.
To me.
I don't think that is good for an organization.
I don't know that it's good for an organization, but I don't know that it's that bad for an organization when you're talking about Brett Favre. Everything I heard out of Minneapolis was that he was a great guy in the locker room. He did not go and hang out with the guys after the games and things like that and do a lot of the off-season things.
No, because the guys are 22 and he is 40.
And he's a grandpa. He's got to go home and be with the grandkids, you know, and babysit for his daughter so she can go out. And this is what I mean. I mean, there's a generational gap here. But when he was in the locker room, Steven, they really loved him. This yeah. is everybody seems to know that. And my only.
They were winning. Of course, everybody loves them when they're winning.
And not when Adrian Peterson's dropping the ball all the time. My gosh, somebody get some double sided tape and just. Get a ball in Adrian Peterson's hand.
He needs stick him.
He needs some Velcro, and I'm so, so worried about him. You know, even in Madden, he fumbles like mad, Steven.
Fumble-itis, dude.
He is fumble-rooski. He's fumble-licious. He's fumble-osky. Why am I hearing shouting in my house at 11:30 at night?
I don't know.
It's Saturday night. Kara's at a sleepover.
Just got paid. Saturday night.
Gonna get... Yeah, that rhymes.
But. Yeah, we're not saying that but on the air.
I might if we could get done with the show.
Well, I'm trying. We
are trying.
Will you so tell big, me what you think the Vikings
all right,
need?
All right, I'm going mean, to tell you. I want them to get a quarterback.
Why is it we get to the Minnesota Vikings, and then we just start talking about Brett Favre?
Because it's Brett Favre TV all the time. Cornerback. Vikings have issues with their two starters. Antoine Winfield, he's slowed by a broken foot much of
and
the season.
Some sources and Cedric say Griffin. They're trying to figure out if Brett Favre can play the cornerback position as well.
Funny guy. Cedric Griffin tore his ACL, if you recall, in the NFC title game in yes. New Orleans and yes. will likely start training camp on the PUP list. That means Ooh. Out 6 weeks. So they really don't have the depth there. They got Benny Sapp and Asher Allen, third-round picks last year. But they need somebody to step up in a big way. So I'm going
the
corner.
I'm with you on the cornerback position. I think cornerback – I think across the board, I would look at every – on the whole defensive side. I'd start with cornerback. I look at my defensive linemen because those guys aren't getting any younger. I'd look at my linebackers. My linebacking core needs some help. And then I would start to think maybe I need some offensive linemen to shore up my offense.
Absolutely.
But for the most part, this team, I don't see a lot of starters losing their jobs come
no.
this season.
However, Winter Park is very, very busy, and that's the facility where they train and things.
Yes.
Winter Park, the medical staff there is working overtime.
Why?
And Steve,
I got a question for you. When you live in a place where it gets cold,
why would you call it Winter Park? Yeah, why don't you call it Hot Springs?
Exactly.
And make it feel just somewhere warm. A little warm, just
know,
a little warm.
You know, think warm.
No, and they play, they practice in Winter Park, which means freeze your beep off.
Yeah.
Now, Steve Hutchinson, I've been trying to get this in, Steven. Steve yes. Hutchinson is recovering from shoulder surgery. Oh, okay. One of the hardest things to say in all of announcing. I won't even try and say it again. E.J. Henderson broke his left leg. Nose tackle Pat Williams wearing a brace on his right arm to repair his repaired elbow. I tell you,
you started playing with, you know, saying things, and then you messed yourself up.
I know, but I did say shoulder surgery just fine, one of the hardest things to say. So they need to get healthy, and they'll be fine. They need to get Brett around. I am not concerned whether or not he shows up earlier than need be. So
okay,
there it is. And Steven, we got to get out. I got to get to bed. I got to get to church, and then we have a secret thing that we got to do tomorrow. And I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to blow things for you. I'm not.
No, I'm, you know, don't worry about it. I'm good.
Yeah, everyone's just crapping on Steven tonight. I'm not trying to pile on.
It's good. It's good. It's good. What's wrong with Steve Hutchinson again,
dude? Well, I just closed the web page, but he's jacked up.
All right. Well, there you go.
Steve Hutchinson. He had shoulder surgery. You were trying to trip me up, and I will not allow that.
So we're going to come back to you just 2 days before the draft.
A fortnight.
That would be Tuesday in just a few days from now with our final pre-draft show where we do the NFC South
and West.
The NFC West.
And from here, it's the draft.
Is it kind of weird that we will end our pre-draft shows with the Rams and they will have the number one pick?
The Rams are on the clock.
Yes, they are. They've been on the clock since September of last season.
Eddie, has anybody ever told you before of your bad luck?
Those were my mother's dying words. But, you know, when you got your body covered in third-degree burns and your foot's caught in a bear trap, you're going to start talking crazy.
Those are
the Rams.
Bad luck. Words. All right. This has been Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves.
Thanks
Come
for
visit
listening.
Us on the website, www.nflr&r.com.
Later.
Is the modern-day athlete a pale imitation of the great old warrior?
Nope.